The Runner and Gunner video game podcast contains material not suitable for everybody.
We portray original thoughts and cutting-edge material.
We also have many uses of many trigger words. But
no hate, no cursing, and no politics.
On the Runner and Gunner Show.
Video game podcast. What's up, everybody? Monday morning cracks.
The Runner and Gunner podcast and Monday morning cracks, and we just want to say hello, everybody out there, and hello, Lenny's especially. And we want to thank you guys for listening and for being awesome and amazing. So keep your ears peeled because nothing but greatness coming forward and beyond now.
Thank you, ladies and Lennies. Monday morning cracks, everybody.
Cracks. And now, everybody,
my bad.
Enjoy your morning. Hopefully you guys are safe out there and enjoying your mornings and everything is going well and swell. So hopefully you guys are getting safe and the traffic drive is not too bad. And we hope that the smog air inhaling is not too bad. We did have a crazy, what was it, the SpaceX launch this week?
We saw it. We watched it.
All kinds of madness going on.
San Diego.
California.
That's where Elon Musk lives in his giant billion-dollar mansion. Where he has kids with that rock star.
And we were on his yacht watching. So everybody, we want you to enjoy this Monday morning. And we want to let you guys know that we love you all. And everything's going to be amazing.
Everything is going to be amazing, everybody. Wasn't it a great week? I had a great week. Did you have a great week, Runner?
I had the most amazing week ever.
It was pretty good.
It was pretty snappy. Goodness.
It was so good. It was just such a good week.
Yeah, mine too. I had a great week, and you know, every day just improves within life. So that's how you have to think, is that every day you can improve something. What can I do today to make yesterday better than tomorrow?
This is how good my whole summer was.
Explain it to him, Gunner.
Well, let me try.
Okay.
I just can't explain, everybody. It's just like, this summer was just so good.
This was a great summer.
I just wish I could be on the radio and tell everybody about this.
How amazing your summer was.
I have a podcast to
film. And my summer was amazing, too. I can't even explain to, you know, I felt the song
cheers.
As well. So cheers, Gunner!
Cheers. Woo! All right, everybody. It's the podcast video game Runner and Gunner Deluxe Super Mario World Galaxies Mega Ultra Edition.
Universal.
We're here live with you, for you, through traffic.
With you.
You know the show cures cancer?
Cure.
I mean, I don't have any proof that it does.
Maybe medically, but not physically. Maybe metaversely, I mean. But not...
Maybe materialistically.
Maybe medievally.
Oh!
But not, oh my lord, what was that?
Medieval. Like Dr. Evil. Everybody out there, it's Monday morning. We want you to grab your coffee, take a big fat swig of it.
Grab your lady, take a
you're
big
racing
fat
through
swig
traffic.
Of her.
You're late for work. You should have woken up.
Hurry up!
A little earlier,
Hurry
got
up.
Out of bed a little earlier. And
But don't put the pedal to the floor because you don't
brush,
want
comb
to
your
get
hair,
into any accidents.
Down the stairs.
You should have caught the bus earlier. You see, if you're 5 minutes late, that's 5 minutes too late.
That means behind.
The bus is already gone, and we're sorry that you're zooming through a different section. So if you're listening to us through your earphones or through your radio station or through whatever you're going through, listen to us and make sure that we are making your Monday mornings much more pleasurable than yesterday morning. But today is Monday, and we know you guys got to get to work, and you got to do this and this and this and get to where you're going. So we're here to tell you that we have another brand new game that we are ready to review.
Yes, that game is at hand. said is Mortal Kombat. Number one.
Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat 1. Not Mortal Kombat 1, but number one. Mortal Kombat 1. Not Mortal Kombat, the original number one, but the new Mortal Kombat 1.
But you know what's funny, Gunner, is that Sega Genesis came out with Mortal Kombat Part 1.
Did they now?
And their combination to get blood was Abacab. A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B-A-B- group called Genesis, but Sega Genesis came out with a code called
like the band we're listening
Abacab.
To right now.
Isn't it strange? Yes, it is. Isn't it weird? Yes, it is. Is it coincidence? No, it's not.
You're telling me that the developers of Mortal Kombat, the original game, who photographed Johnny Cage and Sonya, were, in fact, Genesis
the band?
Fans.
I don't even know. I don't really know how they were.
There are Neil Peart fans.
Phil Collins and the crew. I don't know how they're all connected somehow, but they're connected somehow, and somehow the code was
the same as this song.
So, yeah, it's pretty close. It is a rush to get through traffic. So we're trying everybody.
Oh, when I told you
that
earlier,
they gotta burn through the gas.
That I hated.
Press it to the floor. And ladies, flash your titties.
When I told you earlier that I hated Genesis, I thought I was talking about Rush.
No. Genesis is a whole
I love
different
Genesis.
Group. Genesis is a whole different. That's Phil Collins, man. Phil Collins is awesome.
I know.
And
Bill Murray.
Awesome.
Bill Murray's twins.
Bill Murray's twin, exactly.
No.
He is one of the most awesome, and he is still awesome.
He's still
that
awesome.
That guy made so many hits.
He's old.
He's old, but he's
awesome.
What was
on David Letterman's
drummer?
He's got
to be like 155,
Paul
but he's cool.
Schaefer.
Yeah.
Paul Schaefer.
Yeah. The
Bill
guy
Murray
glasses.
And Phil Collins, they all got into a room together
and created
and jammed
one.
It out.
And they created one Genesis.
Bill Murray on vocals, Phil Collins on the piano.
Drums. Paul Schaefer on the piano.
Paul Schaefer on the piano, Phil Collins on the drums. Boom, Bill Murray on vocals.
And what a set that was.
Also,
that
Phil Collins set. Doing backup vocals.
Yes.
Sounds
like a good set to me.
Sounds like a dream. You know what else is a dream? A new
Mortal Kombat game that's actually better than
Mortal Kombat 11.
And it got released. And it's released. Well, we got actually the premium edition, which was released before.
Just to podcasters.
Before the actual edition,
for
regular
free.
Edition. Oh, yeah. So they gave it to us and they wanted us to test it out. And what we have to say is, wow, it's pretty dang amazing.
It's
the kills
good.
Are so violent that we don't suggest anybody under the age of 14 at least do not play this game.
Your
mom
doesn't let you play that game. She don't love you.
Yeah, she does. She don't love you. She'll smack you in the head with a frying pan, and you don't deserve to play this game. But if you do play this game, you're going to check it out, and you're going to see the violence. It's going to be very violent, okay? It's not a really friendly game. It's not like having fun. It's just having murderous fun.
Just like getting chopped. Everybody's getting chopped, right? The whole game, just like part 11.
Yes, they're getting chopped up. They're getting banged up. And the crazy thing is now, if you remember a game called Marvel vs. Capcom, it's similar to that because you got two different guys. You got two different guys going, and you could bring in your side character to kind of jump in real quick. And once his little meter fills up, you bring him in, and he could jump into the game and help you. Kill whoever you're fighting against.
But he's not a tag team partner. He's not your partner like on Street Fighter and Capcom. He's like your manager on AEW.
Exactly.
You know, on AEW Fight Forever, which is a very similar game. They have your manager, and he gets to come in and distract once you press a button. That's kind of how this second person works in Mortal Kombat Part 1. Just to draw the parallels between these two very similar games, AEW Fight Forever and Mortal Kombat 1. But Mortal Kombat Part 1 is a whole lot more heavily violent.
It is. It has so many. These fatalities are amazingly graphic. Like, graphic as in, not only graphics as in look at how amazing it looks, but graphic as in violently, graphically killer. So it's going to take out your head. If you're not used to some kind of, like, if you get easily distracted or easily disgusted by gruesomeness,
yes,
you don't want to play this game.
When you close your eyes,
crazy.
In case you see the death and mayhem on Mortal Kombat 1 in your black eyelids, then you probably shouldn't play this game.
Don't play it.
It's not good for your brain.
Yes.
But if you're able to be strong and handle anything any video game could ever throw your way.
Then finish him.
Well, then pick up the controller and get this one. But where did it all begin is
where
the
did
question.
It all come from? What are the origins of this game?
What are the origins of Mortal Kombat Part 1?
And where did it come from? And how did it all start? And, you know, where are the upbringings? We're talking about the babies, babalities, if you will, of Mortal Kombat. Numero
so
uno.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about Mortal Kombat 1. And I don't mean Mortal Kombat 1.
Not the new one.
I mean Mortal Kombat 1, the original game.
You know, 1-1-1-1-1.
That's right.
Not Abacab. Oh, the Abacab one, actually.
Runner and Gunner and myself, we're all going to be talking about Mortal Kombat, the original one.
Original.
But for Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo and Game Gear and Game Boy and PC and especially for the arcade. And everything else, because it's available, everybody. But we'll talk about that
and a whole lot more. But not until after
these commercial breaks.
Get over here.
Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast, baby.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention?
That's right, everybody.
That's right, everybody. What's up, everyone?
It is October coming up. And with October, you know what
we
that means.
We got the
you know what
crazy
that means?
Stories. I mean, we're talking about the death stories. We're talking about
Halloween.
People rising from the dead. And we're talking about all your ladies dressing really provocative and every kid getting candy.
So everybody,
that's what we're talking about.
Get ready because we got four very creepy tales
creepy.
To tell you. With the first one being
the murder of John Lennon. So beware of that one. That one's going to make you have a little scare. So I suggest when you're listening to wear a diaper, especially if it's Monday morning and Sunday morning before you drink a lot of water or whatever excessive thing that you drink. I would suggest to wear a diaper.
Wear your diapers. You'll be thinking about it for days because the Runner and Getter podcast, we don't get video games with our murder episodes.
Woo-hoo.
And you can only get that once a year in the Runner and Getter podcast.
And
video game podcast, that is. And that's during October.
October horror story. Like the psycho crazy stories that we're going to tell you guys. And that's not only one of them. Another one is going to be
those stickers on the side of your diapers.
All right, let me tell them
and
one
get
more,
ready.
And then before
roll
that,
the Runner and Gunner.
We gotta let them go. So
Halloween
I'm gonna tell you one more little promotion for this little sticker here, a stamp of approval here, is that we are going to have Sam Cooke's second death revelation. So the second one is gonna be about Sam Cooke. We're gonna have John Lennon, Sam Cooke. It's going to be so insane.
And don't forget
so
about the double
ready.
Episode, The Death of Tupac,
Tupac and
Shakur.
Biggie Smalls.
And Biggie Smalls.
It's going to be insane. So we got so much going
Who
on.
Who killed John Lennon? Nobody knows.
No.
He got away. The killer got away into the dark. And John Lennon, with three bullets in the back of his skull, lied there bleeding out, with his last words being, "Oh no, Yoko.
I've been shot." So that's what's going on next month.
Join us next month. It gets a lot creepier than this commercial, everybody.
So get ready for the Halloween specials of the Runner Gunner podcast, and we will get back to you guys. We'll see you in the next October. See ya! All right, and thank you to our sponsors out there
thank
for
you,
everything
sponsors.
That you guys do. And
was Alpha Beta one of them?
I think so. I'll save on drugs, too. And thank you guys out there. And we want to say, Mortal Kombat 1 was an amazing game. It started off, what year? A long time ago.
1993.
Yeah, man. Mortal Kombat 1.
Midway Games.
Midway or
the 80s.
This
I meant 1993.
Before Acclaim and before all that stuff, right? Just about the same time.
Yeah,
but
you know, they're all those 80s PC, like, garage video game creators.
Yes, yes. So Mortal Kombat 1, they did have a special kind of code because when it came to consoles,
they got some cool videos of Mortal Kombat Part 1 now.
Oh, they do. Yeah, on YouTube, they do.
Behind the scenes.
Oh, so, all right, let's get into where blood happens in Mortal Kombat 1.
Blood happens.
How does it happen and where does it happen and why, for some reason, on certain consoles, did they not have blood? Let's talk about that. And so, since we're talking about that, Game Gear.
Game Gear had a version.
Out of all of them.
Of Mortal Kombat Part 1, the original. Mortal Kombat 1 was out on Game Gear.
Both Game Boy too. You're correct. Game Boy, but that one was in black and white. We'll talk about that after. That was a horrible looking one. I will admit,
one frame per second.
It was so slow. It was like minus one FPC. It was terrible. But back to Game Gear. Game Gear was the only one that came out.
2 frames per second.
Which had something special. And what was the special thing about it, Gunner?
The color red. And lots of it spraying and splattering around. A little tiny handheld video game device designed for games for kids.
Yeah, so that's the only one that Gunner was saying that had blood in it, okay? Every other one, except besides the arcade version, of course, but every other one, even the PC included, had to have a certain type of code to get the certain kind of red color, which meant you had to put in a code in Mortal Kombat 1 to get blood.
Abacab.
And that...
ABACABB.
And that was the code to get blood in Sega Genesis. SNES didn't even have blood. Game Boy. Original Game Boy. We're talking about original Game Boy.
What about on Game Genie? Couldn't you change blood?
Oh, wait a minute. If you had Game Genie, then you could add extra blood and extra gore. But that would make it too gory back then. And parents were getting mad. They were getting angry letters. And it was insane.
Infuriated with this game.
Yeah, they hated it because
if you remember,
if you had the Game Genie and you added the super duper gore.
No, really.
They were infuriated with
it. This was like national news that Mortal Kombat was getting sold to kids.
It was.
It really was.
It was. And they were angry.
When it was in the arcade, it was bad enough.
Letters, it was picket fences, protesting. Not picket fences, protesting.
It was meeting developers in the back alley to punch them in the gut.
Yeah.
No, I don't know if it went that far. But it was getting pretty crazy. They tried to ban it. They went so far to ban it in a couple states, a couple cities. Banned Mortal Kombat.
It did get banned.
Super Nintendo went so far as to not
even give any blood. No Red Cross, no love. What's going on, SNES?
Which in hindsight, it's still very interesting. A very interesting decision. Particularly because it was a video game system.
It was a pendejo
designed
decision.
For kids. And so do kids need to see that much blood?
Yes, they do.
Well, I'm not even certain. The science and, you know, the facts don't even clarify whether or not video game violence correlates to mass murdering. I'm certain on some levels it does with these graphics, but back then, we definitely didn't know. And that's where Sega Genesis
came
drew the
in,
line.
And then they said, you know what? Why don't we just give them a special code which will unlock all this blood throughout the whole game. And not only through the whole game unlocking blood, it will unlock every fatality with extra blood. And fatalities were the most important thing. Like, how can you pull somebody's skull out of their whole body and just lift it in the air and have no blood? Like, nothing's dripping. Come on, that is unrealistic. That is ridiculous, and it is shameful now that we look back at it. But before that, they actually had blood in the arcade version. The arcade version and
the original.
MK arcade, the big, you know, the screen.
Yeah,
and
there was no pushing codes in on
there. There's no codes. There's just straight up blood. And you would think
that the
PC version would have the same exact thing because they pretty much replicated it, but they took out the blood. So you had to have a code just to get it on the PC version as well. Even though the PC version was pretty dang close.
It was pretty close, but I think I like the Sega Genesis version the best, even graphically.
Yes.
Even color-wise, even frames per second. Just all around, I like the Sega Genesis version just a little better. But the PC was a little more clean, I'll give it that. A little more clean, but, you know, the violence wasn't as fun with that dinginess of Sega Genesis. It kind of looked like it was on a VHS cassette. But with the code, you couldn't be a kid and punching the code because you didn't understand what a code is. So it was kind of for like a teenager thing to do, to push in codes. They didn't even have codes no more. I don't know why. I wish they did. Bring back the codes, game developers, if you're listening to this show right now.
So in 1992 is when it really originally came out. This franchise was created by Midway Games. And they only had 7 original characters. Count that, 7. Included Brothers, Sub-Zero, Scorpion, and then Liu Kang, Raiden, Johnny Cage, Sonya, and Kano.
The original characters. Those are some good original characters right there. I love Sonya. I also like Johnny Cage because he did the splits and punched you in the groin. Thought that was cool.
Sub-Zero is cool because he could freeze people.
But Scorpion is the man.
And then sock him in the head. But Scorpion was always the one who could bring them. He had a little rope thing.
Scorpion made the game.
Yeah, he did. Everybody loved Scorpion way early on in this game.
It's like, Sub-Zero, you're cool, but Scorpion has a skull head and breathes fire.
But don't forget about Raiden. Raiden's the only one who has a special power. Who could? Yeah, he's electric man. He somehow had some kind of electricity that could...
He was my favorite.
His bolts were cool.
He was like M. Bison. He was like the exact same moves, left, right, power punch. He does the M. Bison. He was M. Bison. In fact, they were the same model. But what about Jax?
Jax came out in part 2. And Jax was cool. He was the biggest, buffest...
Yeah, Jax is also in Twisted Metal.
Jax was cool. Jax was super cool, and so was... what's his name? Scissor guy. What was the scissor guy that chopped him up?
That was Katana or Blanca. No.
Blanca, no.
And he was like Blanca.
He was like Blanca.
Kato. No, not Kato. Maraca.
Baraka.
Baraka.
Baraka had those scissors. And
so
he
Baraka
was
and Blanca.
He was a weird, crazy looking creature. Oh, Baraka. Baraka versus
was on part
Blanca.
2. He was only on part 2.
Yeah, he was only on. He came out originally.
Which brings us
he came out
to
on part 2.
Mortal Kombat 2
part
for
2.
The Sega Genesis, where they just allowed blood. Just yep. Full from the purchase. Because something happened, everybody. When they put that blood code in and kids went out and bought it, and they punched in that code,
yes.
And they showed their parents,
yes.
It was okay. The parents didn't care. The media didn't care. Teachers didn't care. And then they released part 2 without nothing, just easily. Like, after the barriers were broken, after the tape had been ripped, it was on. And now... Mortal Kombat 2 to Mortal Kombat 1, the new game, not Mortal Kombat 1, the original, that game really defined the lines which you can cross violence
they changed it
for
up.
A video game.
And so finally, yes, finally they added blood, like Gunner was saying.
But yes,
and
let's
even
go back.
To Game Boy,
to Mortal
to
Kombat,
Gear, to Sega Genesis,
1, the original.
Sega Saturn, and Super NES PlayStation finally picked up a Mortal Kombat game. But let's go back. To the original, because the original
Let's
was
go
the
back
creator.
To the original. Go on YouTube, you could search behind the scenes Mortal Kombat, and they show you the actor who played all of them, and the girl, I think it was just like Sonya Jax, and Johnny Cage, I think that like Johnny Cage played everybody.
Johnny Cage.
Raiden and Mufasa, and whatever character.
Yeah, Mustafa.
Stupid characters that they were in the original game. Everybody out there, we just want you to know that we're talking about Mortal Kombat. This is the Mortal Kombat,
Mortal
episode.
Kombat episode.
All things Mortal Kombat. Did you play Mortal Kombat 1?
We're hoping
if
you
so,
did.
What is your favorite character's name? How about you tell us at therunnerandgunnershow@gmail.com?
Yeah, let us know.
Check us out on Facebook and Instagram and every place that you could find a keyboard and internet connection.
Yes. And so, wait a minute. Let me tell them one more thing. A big, huge difference about Mortal Kombat 1 and 2 is that Shang Tsung was the final boss in Mortal Kombat 1. And guess what? They said, we can release him and let him actually have gameplay in Mortal Kombat 2. So that made Mortal Kombat fans go crazy. Because as Shang Tsung, he could play any character. He if you knew their certain fatalities, I think it was, their code and fatality, you could actually change into any of the characters, which is amazing if you think about it. Like, and no other game has that. No other game has that to where you know their moves and you could actually transformate yourself into that character. So that's kind of really cool information.
So that was like the first game where they used like a morph.
Yeah.
Morph from
yes.
X-Men.
Morphing it up.
And afterwards, a lot of games followed in suit. And there was for a lot of time, there was a morph character in every single game because of that character. In Mortal Kombat Part 2. Reptile, was that what it was?
Reptile is cool too. I think Reptile didn't come out till part three though. Unless no wait, Reptile.
Well, he was on the secret part in part two, I think.
Yeah, Reptile Smoke. was in there. Smoke was a secret. Reptile was in part two, but Smoke was the secret.
Oh, Reptile was a secret in part one, right? The ultimate secret.
If you win, you had to do some kind of super duper flawless victories in a row or something like that. But in part two, it was Smoke. You're right. Smoke was in part two.
Smoke, I know. Smoke was in part two. And it's so dumb, like thinking about it now. But back in the day, it was awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty amazing.
Your friend came over and was like, A, B, A, B, A, C, C. Boom.
Yeah, and freaking, then you get you're blood. Like, what? Yeah.
Thanks, friend.
Let's fight each other and let's get blood. Yes.
Yes.
Let's get
You get a paper pad and you write it down on pen.
Before that, the only...
A, B, A, B, A, C, A, B, B.
You see, the only game that was as violent as that was Street Fighter back then. Street Fighter 2 never had any kind of blood or anything like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't even as close to as violent as
although
Mortal
they did
Kombat
show their...
Did.
After, like, you beat them... They show them, they're like, their ass is kicked and, like, they got a busted lip. And
yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Split open forehead.
Yes, and then you have to put in a quarter. Put another quarter to continue, and he was all beat up.
Yeah, the continue screen.
Like, he got kicked out of
the
club by the bouncer, and he just got his butt whipped by the cops or something. And so... You had to put another quarter into to continue back when those games.
So the Sega Genesis Mega Drive port developed by Probe Entertainment of Mortal Kombat Part 2.
Yes.
Retains all of the blood and fatalities without a special code having to be entered.
Yay.
Very much unlike the original Mortal Kombat.
Which was you had to put a code in, is what they're saying.
Yeah.
What you're saying is that they had to put a code in. And
that was based on some artifacts from Wikipedia.
Wow.
But the point is,
super
that
genius.
Blood has come a long way.
It sure did. It sure has. And yeah.
There
well,
was
anyways,
blood
we,
long ago.
We gotta take a quick break.
And now,
we gotta,
Mortal Kombat 1.
We'll get back to you guys with more Mortal Kombat facts. But we got to take a
oh,
quick
wait,
fact
let's give them
a
Mortal Kombat review when
oh,
we come
whoa, whoa,
back.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. One more.
Mortal Kombat review?
Review.
All right, everybody. You got it. Mortal Kombat review. Also, we want to ask a question. What is your
favorite
Mortal Kombat game?
Mortal Kombat game of all time.
What is
your
favorite
number
Mortal Kombat?
Favorite Mortal Kombat?
A runner? What's your favorite Mortal Kombat game?
Whew.
And runner, what is your favorite Mortal Kombat
mine,
game?
Mine, I probably have to take it way back to Mortal Kombat 1, which is the one that just got released. So now, I'm going to say that the new one is now my favorite.
Whoa.
What about you, Gunner?
I'm going to have to say Part 8. Mortal Kombat 8 was my favorite.
MK8.
If anybody remembers that one out there, why don't you go ahead and email us and we'll talk
Comment.
About it.
Let us know your thoughts.
Follow us on Instagram, everybody. Follow us on YouTube. We're everywhere. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify.
Podcasts.
Everywhere. We have over 120 episodes. Listen to them all. The disclaimer explains that our material is very powerful.
And
it's
very
deep.
Structured deep to your brain.
You know.
To drill into your mind.
Listen to it in pieces if you have to. But
pieces
it will
what?
Make you think. It will probably break your thoughts down. But ultimately.
It will help you in the long run. Because that's what we're here
it's
for.
It's going to make you
feel
great.
We're here to make
great.
You guys feel great and make you feel better and hopefully uplift your Mondays. And that's what we're here to do. But we'll uplift your Mondays
yes.
a lot more. And we will be back with a lot more Mortal Kombat also. But not until after
these commercial breaks.
And
now,
Ringo McCartney Records
proudly presents
to you the greatest band you've ever heard.
Of all time, the Beatles with their new album, Meet the Beatles.
Featuring hits like Help.
Featuring hits that are glorious in time and effort.
They are in Spicuous.
Take it to life.
The Beatles! Proudly from the Beatlesville of the Abbey Road and Apple Records.
Oh yeah, tell you something. I think you'll understand.
The Beatles! Get it?
Get out there!
So should you! Get out there and get the album as soon as you can.
The Beatles, with so much hits that there is no comparison to any of their songs. So get out there and buy them now while you can, before it's sold out.
Say they want peace or whatever, and people say, well, you didn't get peace, John. You sang about peace, you never got it. So, yeah, not only my fault, but it wasn't good enough, you know?
Everybody, get out there and get the Ringo McCartney Beatles album, Meet the Beatles.
Monday morning cracks, everybody, and good Monday to you guys.
Monday morning, everybody.
So how are you guys doing out there? Hopefully beautiful. Get ready for the Mortal Kombat release. And MK1, we already have it, guys. We already freaking have it. And it's on our possessions because we got the premium edition, which means we got it prior to the release. So we had to pay a little extra, but in our opinions, it was well worth it.
I think so.
Yeah, it was, because we got Shang Tsung. They gave us the extra character who was Shang Tsung. I haven't figured out how to change and morph into characters yet, but I have figured out some of his moves. And what's cool about Mortal Kombat, they actually have an AI voice on it. And I don't want to use it, but you guys can choose the option. They give you the option to use the AI voice to introduce every single thing you do. It'll go like settings, everything you do.
Oh, man.
It has an AI voice to it. And that's
I thought it was a real AI
trippy.
Voice.
It actually is. It's a real AI voice. It's so trippy.
Video games are going to go on strike right now.
Oh, no.
Yes, it's happening in the world. SAG has initiated for WGA to have a strike, which is the Writers of America. And they also have initiated and pushed forward for the video game industry to go on strike. Everybody, if you thought video games were slow because of the Rona, the coronavirus.
That is not the truth.
Well, you're about to get a lot more slow.
It's going to get slowed down. And actually, I think the Rona actually kind of picked it up a little bit.
Well, it was like 3 years of slow.
It was slow.
And now we're going to get introduced to another year. That's like an equal to like 6 or 7 years
of slow. So why is the world on strike? Nobody knows. And there's no real reason for them to
Bill
go on strike.
Bill Gates has something to do with it.
Somebody isn't paying these guys the right amount that they need to be. Just give them their dang money. And
I mean, look at gas prices. Just give them money. They need to drive to work.
They need to eat. You know, developers need to eat, too.
$7
Developers need to eat.
Gas.
You know what? Why don't you buy them a pizza every Friday when they're at work? Why don't you do that? That would be so cool. Developers would love you guys if you give them a pitcher of beer and a pizza for everybody every Friday. That would be a great decision to
motivating
do.
Motivating workers.
To help
motivate
your workers.
Right there.
And you know what would happen? The development, the games, everything would just be upgraded. And it's so much greater than it is now. I mean, it's great already, but it would be much greater. Just like Mortal Kombat 1 is great. It's a great game. And the developers did a great job. And they really did a good job on the fatalities. Fatalities are nuts now. And if you guys don't pick up MK1, the brand new one,
you gotta go check it out. By New Realms and Warner Brothers.
So Warner Brothers has been creating for many, many years now. They're like Batman games, school. Since Looney NES Tunes games. We're talking
NES games.
We're talking way, way back.
Warner Brothers Studios, they've been making games for days.
And so, yes, this MK1 game is really amazing.
They're not paying their developers because they're about to go on strike too.
Yeah, you see, you guys, something's going wrong there.
Video games are going
to
suck.
They need to solve it. They need to solve it,
unless they start paying these guys properly.
They need to pay them correctly, yes. Just give them what... Don't overpay them, okay? There's a difference between overpaid, underpaid, and what they deserve.
I think they need give to them cut what they all deserve. That cutscene cinema voice acting stuff.
Yeah, well...
Like, you're paying these guys,
the
but you're not
paying
the
voice actors
are
getting paid more than the actual developers.
Yep, bingo.
And that's where... That's where things kind of go wrong. And
Samuel L. Jackson's getting paid way more
than the writer.
Than the guy who created the game.
Than the guy who created the character of.
Or the workers, the team of 400 who worked on the game.
And yes.
Who got paid hourly while Samuel Jackson got to go in for the studio for 2 days and get paid $3
million. And they shouldn't make these guys labor so hard for... And they put their passion, they put their heart into it. They tell their whole family,
their eyes,
hey,
their
check
body,
this
you
out.
Know, their backs.
I'm developing so-and-so. I'm developing this game and that game. I'm developing GTA 7.
These
I'm
guys
developing
got
Mortal Kombat 25.
And
yes,
for you to play
they're
your video
out there
game.
Doing it. And they're out there putting their butts on the line. They're out there taking time away from their families, you know, spending hours and days at a time writing, developing, creating.
And Mortal Kombat Part 1? I mean, Mortal Kombat 1, the new one, is proof that good, solid, hard work and a team of psychos makes a good game.
Yes. A team of psychos. You definitely need a few psychos, at least. At least a few. You know, you don't have to have a whole crew of psychos, but just a,
definitely
just a few,
night owls.
Just a few night owls. Just a few guys who like to woo and yeah. wee and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, everybody. So let's sum it up. This was the Runner Gunner Show episode about
Mortal Kombat.
But we talked about Mortal Kombat Part 1, and we talked about Mortal Kombat Part 2.
Wait a minute! Stop this! Stop everything! I forgot. Krombach.
Krombach beer. Krombacher beer.
Krombacher beer is part of the sponsors of Kombat. Mortal Kombat sponsors Krombach.
Yes,
so
Mortal Kombat sponsors Krombacher.
They got the Krombach Kombach beer.
The Krombach Mortal Krombach.
The special edition for Mortal Kombat 1. Get it while it lasts. It's not going to last too long, only until Tuesday the 16th when the release date comes.
So
if you
get that today, everybody.
The Krombacher Kombat beer, then you got to jump on it right now. The beer of the month is Krombacher.
Krombacher.
All right,
so get
everybody.
That Mortal Krombacher 1, Mortal Krombacher 2, and Mortal Krombacher 1. Everybody, yes. So to get back into the show and sum it all up for you. We talked about Mortal Kombat 1, we talked about Mortal Kombat 2 for all the systems that it was originally released for.
All the systems, yes.
We also talked about Mortal Kombat
1. Shout out to Midway.
I know it gets confusing, but bear with me. Mortal Kombat 1 gets the RNG stamp of approval.
Stamped on it.
Summer's almost gone, everybody, but October's coming up, and there's a lot of video games coming out this year.
There's tons of them. We still got, well, if they don't go on strike, we still got a ton of video games going down. But if they do go on strike, we don't got none.
Next year for video games is going to suck.
Yeah, so hopefully they do it, because I heard that Red Dead Redemption Part 3 is coming out next year. As soon as next year. And they're making a new, finally, NCAA game, football, that hasn't happened since 2013. And that's a big thing for EA Sports.
It's going to slow down the sequel, that's for certain.
What's going to happen with that, too? So there's a lot of things going on. And EA was also supposed to release a boxing game that still hasn't came out. And there's still rumors going in the rumor mill. So we don't know what's going on with that either. If the strikers strike, then we're not going to strike gold.
All right, everybody, we want to give a giant shout out to Giant Bombcast Podcast.
Bombcast!
Go ahead and switch over on Spotify if you like listening to more deep video games and more unpopular video games. They got you covered over there. Also, we're going to shout out to Kill Tony. We know a KT. Lot of our fans love that show. Let me tell you, KT's all right with me.
KT?
And before we get to the next segment, which is ending the show, we're going to give you a quick rundown every single Mortal Kombat game
created. All right.
So the original Mortal Kombat Part 1 came out in 1992.
Did it for reals?
The sequel, Mortal Kombat 2, came out in 1993.
Oh, really?
It was also followed by Mortal Kombat 3, which came out in 1995.
Don't lie to me.
Mortal Kombat Ultimate also came out in 1995.
You're hurting me with the Mortal Kombat feelings.
Mortal Kombat Trilogy came out in 1996, followed by Mortal Kombat 4 in 1997.
Yay.
Mortal Kombat Sub-Zero, the super story of him,
Sub-Zero,
came out in 1997 also. And 2 years later, for the Dreamcast, Mortal Kombat Gold.
Gold.
Then we got Mortal Kombat Special Forces.
Woo, SSPF.
And Mortal Kombat, the 2001 game, which was like a re-release of the original.
Re-release of the original, but it was like
I guess
it was
like five.
It wasn't like really a re-release. It was like how one is, how Mortal Kombat 1 is. It's kind of like they wanted to bring it back to the origin, but switch it up a little bit.
And it
just
was
like this one.
And it was a Game Boy Advance game, particularly. But Mortal Kombat 2002 came out for PlayStation 2. Mortal Kombat also released a couple of games.
Oh, the Shaolin Monks? Where's that one at?
This one is called Deadly Alliance.
Deadly Alliance, yeah.
Mortal Kombat Tournament Edition for the Game Boy Advance came out.
There's too many. There's so many. I mean, there's millions of Mortal Kombat games.
Crazy Chicken Mario Kart. What? Crazy Chicken Kart?
Crazy Chicken Mario. Whoa.
Sorry, that's not part of the Mortal Kombat games.
Oh, wait. We forgot about the Mortal Kombat Arcade Collection, which consists of Mortal Kombat 1, 2, and 3. And it's super cheap right now. If you want to get it on your PC, it's only $10 for the original 3. And we're talking about 1, 2, and 3 original. And they all have blood, okay? You don't need no code or nothing.
Got it. So Mortal Kombat Deception 2004. Mortal Kombat Shaolin, is that the one you're talking about?
Yeah, that was Monks? A good one. Yeah, that's the first one. I think that's one of the first ones where they actually had started the story mode that everybody loves.
Oh, and yeah.
That's why the
gamers
story
love
mode
story. We everybody knows too. That. Mortal Kombat Armageddon 2006, and also followed by Mortal Kombat Collection. Is that the one you're talking about? Mortal Kombat Collection?
Yeah, that's the one. 2008. See, but that came out later on. Imagine how much later on. So Mortal Kombat came out in what, like 1992? And you're saying that it came out in 2008, finally?
Yeah.
The trilogy, and it's just the first three original games. So that did take a while for them to come out with that.
15 years.
They should have actually came out with that within the first 5 years of the release of the original.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it took them a while.
Mortal Kombat versus DC Universe. If you've seen any of those videos on YouTube, that came out in 2008. Mortal Kombat 9 finally comes out in 2011. So there you go. There's a real like measure of where Part 4 left off and Part 9 began. So 4, 5, 6, and 7
so they skipped a long
weren't
time,
called
is
numbers.
What you're saying. What you're saying is the developers or something happened or maybe they were questioning whether we should proceed and go on with this project called Mortal Kombat. Well, why would they even end it? It's just the same as Street Fighter. It's like saying, let's end Mega Man. Let's end Street Fighter. Let's end Red Dead.
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
Can't
when
do
a
that.
Franchise is huge.
It's like Mega Man.
Let's
more
stop
like
making
it.
Fast and Furious movies, might as well. Right?
Hey, whoa.
Let's stop making Friday the 13th.
Hey.
Let's kill off Freddy Krueger.
This segment has hurt my feelings officially. Mortal Kombat Collection again came out in 2011, which was a different collection. Mortal Kombat Mobile started coming out 2015. Then we get to the good stuff, everybody. I mean, by good stuff, I mean when the graphics really stepped it up.
There we go.
Mortal Kombat 10 in 2015.
Oh, that one was actually amazing. It's still a classic, and it still sells a lot, and it's still playable online. They have so many characters. They have Jason. They have Freddy Krueger. They have the Joker. They have Batman. I mean, that game goes on and on. So, I mean, that game was probably the one they put the most time in, and mm-hmm. that was Mortal Kombat 10, right?
People were playing that game for about 6 years. Like you said, they're still playing it.
Yeah, that one's big. Yeah. That one's still humongous.
PlayStation 4 game. PlayStation 4 is still very popular.
N5, I mean, yes.
But and, it also comes in pink, and next year it's coming in purple.
Ew.
Mortal Kombat 11 is where we are today.
Here we go.
2019, that's when that game was released, in case you don't remember, right before the corona. Maybe that game was the cause of the corona.
Maybe it took a caca.
And then the Aftermath collection was the final collection so far. Came out 2020.
I never even heard of the Aftermath collection, but thank you. Thank you for informing me, Gunner, because I never heard of that one.
And then
I didn't even know they did that.
Oh,
that's,
yeah.
That's very cool to know.
I know. It's got all the characters, you know?
So you guys listen up, and that's where Gunner is informing you on all these things. And so now we're at MK1, which is the brand new one. The premium edition has barely been released. The regular edition is released to the public.
Unless you count Onslaught.
So, yes.
Which nobody does.
And so everybody.
So there you go. So there's
that's a lot.
There's sum up. There's all the single Mortal Kombat. So go ahead and rewind it.
Hear them all. Hear them all. If we didn't get yours, let us know which one is your favorite Mortal Kombat. Either way, let us know, you guys. You guys got to email us and let us know which one is your favorite Mortal Kombat. We will tally up the votes, and then we will release on the next episode which favorite Mortal Kombat wins.
Yeah, so all those games that I listed right now, what is your favorite Mortal Kombat? And I could pretty much guarantee by the demographic of our audience that it's going to be Mortal Kombat 10 for the real fans. Mortal Kombat 11 for the techies, and Mortal Kombat 1 for the cutting edge folks.
So I'm going to probably take 2. Out of everything, my favorite is Part 2. I'm not lying. And
Part 2.
That's what I'm going with. So cheers to all the Part 2 folks, and cheers to everybody who decided to vote. We love you guys.
Mm. Oh, man, that was delicious. Go ahead and take a sip of your coffee or your wine or your kale juice.
Soda, whatever you're drinking.
Your soda, your Coca-Cola.
Your avocado juice.
Take a bite of your burrito or your chorizo. Go ahead and take a bite of some donuts. Whatever you got in your car, you know, granola bars. Put some powder, put some protein powder into your water.
Squeeze the jelly out of your juice. I mean, a donut.
Shake it up. Don't squeeze the jelly out of your juice. Wait until you find your wife, and then you can squeeze it into her.
Squeeze her jelly belly.
And make a new baby. And have a bigger family.
And that's what you got to do.
Remember, folks, that when you have babies, you're making more of yourselves.
And you're making your family happier than you were before you had your family.
Yes.
So, everybody, we just want you
guys
to have
happy
a great time out there. And we want you guys to enjoy yourselves. And this will wrap up the whole Mortal Kombat thing. And we thank you guys for
listening.
Wrap it
up.
We thank you, Lennies. You know, we love those
stamp
Lennies
of
out
approval.
There. And stamp of approval.
Double
Mortal
stamps.
Kombat. MK1, stamp of approval. MK franchise, stamp of approval. All right, everybody.
All right.
We love you guys out there. And
we love you.
We want you guys to know that Lennies are awesome. Ladies, you're super awesome.
Yes, you are.
We love everybody out there.
We
want
love
you guys to have
you,
a
Lennies.
Safe freaking drive.
We
wherever
know we make
you
fun
are
of
cruising
you.
On
we
to.
Know we say harsh facts for you to swallow. But the point is that we love you. We want you to be a better person of yourself. We want you to look in the mirror and be like, I had a perfect day. I did perfect. Because it feels good. You know, don't get an A in school. Get an A in you, man.
Yeah, as long as you did everything perfection to where you planned out your day and you said, hey, I want to do this and that, and you had your agenda and you've completed your agenda, it doesn't matter how you completed it or what obstacles you had to overcome to complete it. As long as you complete that agenda, you had a perfect day. And everybody out there, we guys, and we want you guys to know that we love you,
we
that
love
you're
you.
Listening to our show, Lennies especially. Peace to you guys, and love, and enjoy each other.
Peace and
remember,
love. Have a great week.
Remember to procreate, because creating is the greatest thing that you can do. So ladies, make babies. Men, get
do
your
it.
Baby on.
Put it on. You know where it goes.
Yes. And so, but now we got to get down to the best part of the show.
Oh, wait a minute. We have a director
thank you,
that
producers.
We want to
the
pay
Thanks,
tribute to.
Thank you, guys. We forgot about the part. All right, my bad.
This segment of the show we call The Hollywood Corner.
The Hollywood Corner.
Today's edition
Hollywood.
Of Hollywood
Corner.
is dedicated in tribute to
Mr.
Alfred Hitchcock. Not to be confused with Alfred Einstein. This is Alfred Hitchcock.
He is a genius.
He made the movie The Birds, Vertigo. Lots of other movies.
Yeah.
Everything. Many movies. Very influential director.
Yeah, he was amazing. He weighed a little bit over
the
more
Birds.
Than the normal
Come on,
person,
everybody.
But The Birds.
He drove Tippi Hedren crazy. Psycho. He made Psycho.
The original. And I know you Lennies don't know what the original is, but you got to
mid to early 60s.
I'm scared.
Yeah, don't be scared about the naked girls and the blood in the shower and the, you know, all this madness. So it was, he actually took it to another level. You know how he took it to another level? Was taking blood and gore to another level, which was simple back then because all he did was show blood going down a little drain hole in the shower. And that creeped everybody the heck out back in the Alfred Hitchcock days.
He also made To Catch a Thief.
To Catch a Thief.
And Rear Window.
The Trouble with Harry.
The Man Who Knew Too Much.
Marine.
Suspicion.
Lifeboat.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Jamaican Inn.
Murder.
Blackmail.
Juno and the Paycock.
The Skin Game.
Rich and Strange.
Rebecca.
This guy has made a lot of movies.
Notorious. Before Notorious. So, I mean, he made so many, like, hundreds of movies. And we just want to pay tribute to one of the greats.
All accumulated with Psycho.
Psycho and The Birds.
Like, he made, like, dozens and dozens of movies. But not until Psycho did his full circle really come around. We're like, oh, this is what you're doing. You were trying to murder a chick in the shower with the blood draining down the drain.
Yeah.
And then The Birds came out afterwards. Like, this guy went psycho literally for 2 years in Hollywood. And two of the greatest horror movies
of all time.
It set the precedence for horror movies to come, and it's still setting that same exact precedence. Alfred Hitchcock, everybody.
Alfred Hitchcock, the genius, the great one.
The P and Psycho, the movie P Psycho, and The Birds. If you watch any of them, watch those two.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. It's time.
It is time now.
It's coming to that part of the show where we got
the greatest part of the show. Also,
get to your weeks.
Yeah. All right, everybody. You have a safe drive home and to work and, you know, back and forth. So hopefully you could listen to us back and forth. If not, if you hear it all at once, then good for you. But if you hear it back, then listen to it forth as well. So, everybody, we got to let you guys go.
Yes, and listen to us, the Runner and Gunner podcast, every Monday morning. Remember, we are friends. Even though internet friends don't count,
we count.
Are still counting.
Count on us. You. And you can count on us.
To live a spectacular life, to treat your lady right, to have a good time every single day, through all your ups and downs. There's going to be ups and downs. But your mentality is what's going to set your day permanently happy. And permanently being good.
And don't forget, you guys can count on us on every Monday morning just to have a beautiful morning to make your sunshine and your traffic hours and your drive much better than it was before. So now we do have to go.
Take a swig of coffee.
Okay. Let's take one last swig of coffee before the greatest part of the show.
Take a swig of coffee and get ready for
everybody.
The greatest
part of the show that we love to call.
I love to call.
The It's been 27 years since he died on September 13th, and we rest your soul, man. Rest in peace to you.
Rest in peace, Tupac Shakur.
In other MLB news, Ohtani, oh my God, Ohtani,
Why is it so? Tani, say it ain't so.
The show.
And he is not here no more. He is goodbye for the Angels the rest of the season.
Goodbye to you.
Ohtani. The freaking Chargers are searching for a flashlight because they don't know how to get a win. How can we win? They don't know. Raiders lost, another sad news. And everybody else in their world of MLB, NFL, man, keep kicking butt. The season's going great. Playoffs are next month. What's going on in the world of entertainment, Gunner?
Well, the strike continues, and now it is going to affect video gamers all over the nation because video games are about to go on strike as SAG confirms that they have begun the process of shutting down game development until executive producers...
Hey, Gunner, aren't other celebrities trying to write their own shows?
It is true. Drew Barrymore has gone on and started writing her own shows, hiring her friends to fill in the parts. Because, I mean, what do the writers really do that Drew Barrymore hasn't done better in her history in Hollywood? Also,
not much.
Bill Maher, he's following suit.
How many
more TV shows are going to follow suit? Because we're watching TV on the internet, folks. So anyone with money has a channel. Drew Barrymore can have her own website with her own writers. They don't even have to be SAG.
Yeah, she could hire her own people, so it doesn't really matter. It doesn't have to be from SAG. She got so much money that she could hire anybody.
She's got so much money. Drew Barrymore, you know, she's transcended. Everybody is going to get a sticky place to be in the world of entertainment this next year, 2024. But no matter what, it's still going to be fun. Ladies are still going to be around. And gentlemen are still going to be courting those beautiful ladies.
And don't forget, it is Hispanic Heritage Month in the United States of America. So everybody who's Hispanic out there, stand up and start dancing.
Have a good time.
Take a drink. Take a shot. Do whatever you got to do. Love yourselves and love the others that are Hispanic like you. And everybody else who is American like you, love them as well. Everybody, love each other. Just show love.
Love each other.
Live life, love, and take care of each other. You know, watch each other's backs. And as long as we got each other's backs, we're never going to slack in kindness, loveness, and peace.
Summer is almost gone. Summer ends in the 23rd. Everybody, it's going to get very cold very fast. All the storms are coming, sweeping over the nation. But it's good. There's rain. We've been begging for rain. We've been begging for rain for a long time, and we're finally getting it. Everybody, just put your buckets out and start drinking some water because it's good for you. All around the world, everybody, this is the Runner and Gunner podcast. We got so much more to say to you, but mainly we
talk
about
shout-outs go
video games.
To Nike. Hello, Nike. Where you can float on air. Tide. Get your clothes clean anywhere. Tide. Adidas. You could run faster than a cheetah.
Papa John's. Get some shakaroni pizzas for only $9.99.
$9.99, that is.
Denny's. $9.99. Are you out of your mind?
Not for Lenny's.
Eggs and pancakes.
It's for Denny's.
Everybody out there, we love you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Remember, you become what you think. So think only good things. You become what you listen to. So
listen to only good things. Like the Runner and Gunner podcast.
The Runner and Gunner video game podcast.
That is.
And remember, everybody, that, you know, keep coming back for more. Because we got you covered in this world of entertainment where everybody's saying the exact same thing.
And we're over here saying the unique things that are uniquely
I just thought about what I was going to say when I said it. That's how original.
Did you think about that too?
State of the art.
I just thought about what you thought about, and I thought about what you said.
Did you just think about what you were going to think about?
I thought about what you thought about.
Amazing.
Okay. Yeah, it is amazing and it is great. So everybody, you guys have a beautiful Monday morning. All you ladies
beautiful
stay beautiful,
Monday morning.
And all you ladies stay awesome. So we love everybody out there, and
yeah,
thank you for listening
to
the show once again.
Don't let hate get you. What you think about what you don't want. Remember what I said, what you think about is what you're going to get. So don't think about what you don't want. Think about what you want.
Only pursue.
So don't think about like, hey, I don't want to be kicking dirt. No, think about I want to be
digging up gold from
family,
dirt.
Building houses, owning a house, having a lady, owning a car, owning a couple cars, having a motorcycle license, having a degree, maybe a master's degree.
Master.
Becoming a good father.
Father.
Being a good family man and being there for my wife and kids.
Exactly. So everybody out there, we love you guys, and we just want you to know that the Run and Gunner show is here to stay, and it's here to grow, and it's just only going
to
get better within time. We're just growing and getting better, and don't forget, Running on the Streets and Gunner on the Go is coming very soon to you guys, so stay tuned for Season 6. Everybody, we got to go now.
Season 6.
But we want you guys to know that, yeah, it's nothing but love, and it's nothing but
Season 6 is non-hate. Coming, folks. Just hang in there. Season 6, right? Hold on, let's give a little shout out to our producers, Marky.
Marky, what's
Luis,
up, Marky? Luis.
Jose.
Jose
Carlos.
Day. Carlos.
Antonio.
Antonio.
Bendejo,
and Brad. What's up, Brad?
Cabron.
We got Brad.
Chewy.
Jerome.
Snoopy. And is Max? Max is there. Max.
And we got Lee. What's up, Lee?
And Charles.
Charles.
Everybody, we got a good team, the Runner and Gunner podcast team.
Oh, Luis. What's up, Luis? Sorry.
Oh, other hey, Luis. There's two Luises.
No, that's a girl, Luis. Luis.
Yeah, that's
Luis.
What I said. There's two Luises.
Okay. Anyways, yeah, we got to go, guys. So we want you guys to enjoy yourselves and have a safe drive wherever you are going, home or going to work or wherever the heck you're going. Just make sure you follow the safety laws within you. And if you don't, make sure that you you signal safely and you... Don't cut people off too much.
Yeah.
Because if you do that too often, you're going to get cut off and you're going to get the finger and you're going to get shot. So don't do that out here. We just want you guys to be safe.
Don't
and we
do
want
it.
You guys to show love.
You get
to
the
each
finger,
other.
Just ignore them. You know,
mm-hmm.
As a professional driver that I once was back in my heyday, I learned that taking the finger means that you're doing a good job driving, you're staying alive, and you're being safe.
And some people just drive it with anger, angerly driving.
Yeah,
and that's okay if you're
driving
with anger.
They're
going to
flip
too.
Off anyone. Like the guy who sells him a bag of chicken that's less than a pound, he's going to flip off.
Yeah, you got to go get your chicken on.
We got to go, everybody, but we want to leave you with the question today in this
episode. And the final question of the day before we go is...
What is your favorite game out of all three of these ones?
Uno.
Street Fighter.
Dos.
Six. AEW Fight Forever.
Fight Forever.
Or what we were talking about today, Mortal
MK
Kombat
1.
Out of all three of those games.
Which one would you prefer?
What one of those games is your favorite? What's the title?
Let us know.
Of the
you,
game.
You guys got to leave us that
That's
email. And you got to drop that. And we will also take the polls. And we
or
will
just think about it.
Announce a... Winner of which one of the three games will conquer.
Just think about it and mull it over in your mind. Like, what do you like better? You like the AEW where it's kind of you get to grab people,
grapple,
punch them in the face,
soccer.
Kill them, pick them back up and like infinitely kill them? Or do you like the Street Fighter where it's that old quarter circle, quarter circle, quarter circle? Or do you like that MK violence, slicing, dicing,
freaking
violent,
smashing skulls.
City? Yeah. Terminator, RoboCop,
Slashing
Predator.
Skulls and taking hearts out and shooting.
Danny Trejo.
Yeah, it's pretty violent.
Danny Trejo is in it, right?
One of the versions.
Yeah, one of the versions.
Well, they're not sure. Nobody's sure, but
nobody's
shout out
said.
To Danny Trejo, and thank you. He has some awesome tacos, and we love him, too.
All right, everybody, we got to go.
All right, we're out of here. We're out of here. Thank you, producers. And
thank you, Luis.
Thank you, Luis.
Thank you, Luis.
Carlos. Thank you, Jose.
Marky.
Mark, what's up, Marky?
Hey, we forgot about Frankie.
Frank! Oh, Frank's right there, getting danky. But it's all good, all love. All right, babies, we gotta go.
God bless you, everybody.
Have
a great week. Remember, when Sunday comes, you want to imagine yourself in Sunday right now, where your week is accomplished, you got that date, you closed that deal, you won that case, it is official.
Official.
All these words in your heart, brother.
Brothers
sister.
And sisters.
This show is designed for the working man and the working woman who are going to traffic. This is
blue
the
collar,
cure for
collar,
traffic.
Collar, yellow collar, red collar, all
car
collars.
Traffic. It's terrible.
Collars.
Runner and Gunner's got you covered.
We
got to go,
sure.
Everybody, but remember to listen to the Runner and Gunner podcast every single Monday morning because we're here
Monday
for you.
Every Monday morning.
We also cure on happiness because we're so joyful and
Runner
we say
Gunner cures
funny
cancer.
Things like turkey legs.
Runner and Gunner cures sadness.
Keep
Runner
it up, everybody.
Runner and Gunner cures life.
We only say it because we love you.
And we do it. All right.
See you later, everybody. Peace.
And love.
Do you like getting your car washed?
Yeah, they do.
Do you like babes in bikinis?
You know they do.
Do you like getting your car washed by babes in bikinis?
Well, he's Larry, and I'm Jerry. And here at Larry and Jerry's Car Wash, we're having the summer end of the year blowout sale.
Come join us this weekend for the end of the summer bikini car wash blowout.
It will blow your pants off. Everything $199.99. Topless all day, all night. $199.99. Every car is looking clean and fine.
Well, blow me down. Plus, if you wear the Larry Jerry's white tank top, you'll get 10% off.
So come on down to Larry and Jerry's
That's
car
Larry
wash
and Jerry's sale. Car wash. Located on Running Springs and Santa Fe Springs.
The Runner and Gunner Video Game Podcast
is a free podcast.
The only free podcast.
Get my special!
Runner Gunner, not responsible for any injuries, postponements, or collateral that may occur during our post segments of our entirety of the show. You are now or have been listening to. We would like to add any involvement with similar subjects in the show are completely coincidental and may or may not be facts. We would also like to thank you, Lennox.